The U.S. may be hours away from landing its first commercial mission on the surface of the moon. This evening, the robotic probe known as Odysseus is scheduled to touch down on the lunar surface. If successful, it would be the first U.S. lunar landing in more than five decades. But as NPR's Jeff Brumfield reports, there's a lot that could go wrong.
Three, two, one.
The spacecraft was built by a Houston company called Intuitive Machines. It took off from Florida last week.
And liftoff. Go SpaceX, go IM-1, and the Odysseus lunar lander.
The probe is one of several NASA has paid for. It's costing a little over $100 million for this mission, a relative bargain when it comes to space exploration. Chris Quilty is the CEO of Quilty Space, which analyzes commerce in the final frontier. He says NASA is hoping to encourage business on the moon.
They wanted to facilitate the growth of the commercial sector. And you can see that in action, you know, on this Intuitive Machines flight.
On board is a space-aged fabric from a large sportswear company, a few pieces of private art, and a small test of a system to securely back up data on the moon, a place that hackers presumably would have a hard time reaching. NASA is also using Odysseus for several scientific instruments. Their data will help the space agency with its Artemis program to send people back to the moon. But before NASA can realize its ambitions and your pictures can be stored on a lunar hard drive, Odysseus has to stick the landing. Privately funded missions from Israel and Japan have both crashed in recent years, and another NASA-backed mission from the company Astrobotic fell back to Earth last month after suffering a fuel leak.
Yeah, man, we could really use Neil Armstrong at this point, right?
Even though Armstrong and others landed perfectly on the moon in the 1960s and 70s, lunar landings are still tough. Jonathan McDowell is an astronomer with the Smithsonian Observatory.
We feel like it's a solved problem, but it's really still cutting edge.
Robotic missions like Odysseus must automatically fly themselves down to the surface. They can't use parachutes because there's no air up there. McDowell says Odysseus could well crash, like many landers before it, but he says companies are learning from each mistake.
Even when they fail, they're not failing ignominiously, I would say. And so, you know, with a certain amount of iteration, a few more tries, I'm confident that they can succeed.
Jeff Brumfield, NPR News.